In what's being described as a brazen attack in broad daylight, a gunman shot dead a rabbi, his two sons, and another child at a Jewish school this morning in the French city of Toulouse. A teenage boy was also seriously injured. Witnesses say the attacker drove a scooter, as did the killer of three French soldiers in two separate incidents in the same part of France last week. And we're understanding that forensic evidence now may be showing that the same gun was used in one of those attacks. The BBC's Kate Davenport joins us from Toulouse. Kate, have I got that right, that this is perhaps the same exact gun, not the same type of gun being used?
Well, yes, earlier reports had pointed to a similarity. They'd seen that some of the empty shells were the same type of gun, but now it seems that police forensics have now said that it is the same gun, so there definitely seems to be a link between these three different shootings.
And potentially a serial killer. Well, what might be the link between the victims?
Well, in the first two shootings, they were a completely different type of target. These were young men, military men, paratroopers who were serving in Afghanistan off duty. The only thing is that they were all of different racial origin. One was from Martinique, so it was black and a Muslim faith, and the other two were of North African origin. And a third man was also shot and has now died, and he was also of North African origin. So there does seem to perhaps be a racial link, but obviously nobody was expecting children to be targeted, and nobody was expecting Jewish people to be targeted either.
Well, and tell us a little more about what happened in that attack on the Jewish children and the rabbi at the school.
Well, at 8 o'clock this morning, children were gathering at the school for morning prayers, and in fact it was it's a college and lycée, so mostly children from 11 to 18, but it was also a drop-off point for nursery and primary age school children, so young children were present as well. And that's just at the moment that the attacker came in on his black scooter and opened fire. He got off his bike and went into the courtyard and seemed to indiscriminately shoot at both an adult, a rabbi, and his children, and then other victims. One girl was shot in the back, tried to run away, and was finished off with a shot in the head, so completely cold-blooded.
Yeah. Well, France has the largest Jewish community in Western Europe, about 500,000 people, the largest Muslim population in Western Europe, about 5 million. Toulouse is home to the largest communities of both groups. I mean, we know French President Nicolas Sarkozy went to the school this morning. He condemned the shootings. But what's being done, especially given the sense that there may be somebody targeting these two groups of people?
Well, obviously, there's heightened security, very, very high security now. There already was heightened security after the previous killings, but that was expected. We expected the targets to be military and young men in their 20s, so completely different target. Now it affects the whole community, and schools are being very, very, very strictly secured, mm-hmm. and all religious establishments. There's going to be a service at a synagogue at 5 o'clock this afternoon. There does seem to be unity among the political leaders. This is the time ahead of presidential elections in France, where there has been some members of the political parties have been accused of playing the race card, and the National Front right wing group has just got enough votes to put forward a candidate. However, there's no clear link to right wing groups. It could be a terrorist attack as well, because of the well, the anti-terrorist groups are now working on the program as well.
That's the BBC's Kate Davenport on today's shooting in Toulouse, France. And the forensic discovery that bullets were used in, or the same weapon was used in earlier shootings. Kate, thanks so much for bringing us up to date.
Okay, thank you.